we're very excited about it. The iCert portal is our office's one-stop portal that eventually, over the next year or so, we hope to bring all of our applications online into a single one-stop portal that'll provide employers, their counsel or agents, and as well as us with a variety of benefits. So we're pretty excited about it.
There have been occasions in the past where paperwork has really been bogged down for the department in terms of getting these certifications through, not to mention the fact that there has been some controversy about H-1B visas, you know, out there in the world. But just getting the paperwork through, and I think some files were even misplaced or lost at one point. So is this going to help in that regard?
Jane, I think it will. The iCert, and we're starting with, and it's online right now, with the H-1B labor condition applications. That's the first step in the process for employers, where we will have time, we will have a common database behind each of the applications. Employers will be able to pre-populate common information like name, address, things like that, so there'll be time savings on their part. It'll allow us to also introduce some higher levels of program integrity where we can look at applications from all the programs across this common database. We think we're going to be able to save in the long run the government some IT costs for licenses and things like that. So we really see it as, you know, frankly, as a win-win for both the filing user side, employers, as well as the department and the federal government for efficiency and program integrity and things like that.
So just to drill down on this, if you are hiring a permanent worker, that's one set of forms right now or one place on the web. And if you're hiring a temporary H-1B, that's a different place. A lot of the common data will be all together, and it'll be a lot simpler for employers.
It will be, and rather than having those disparate systems, we'll be able to have all that in one system so that we can look about someone filing both an H-1B application or an application for a permanent certification and some of the other programs. So,
and when does it all go live?
Well, on April 15th, the H-1B side of it went live, and we're going to leave up our old system for a month so that people can sort of migrate to the new one. And we've already had over 1,100 employers register and over 300 applications submitted. So the transition is well in place. And by this fall, we hope to have the permanent program online and then our other temporary programs behind that. So over the course of the next 6 or 8 months, we're looking to migrate everyone into this common one-stop location. Then we really begin to, I think, sort of accrue the benefits that we envision in its design.
And Mr. Carlson, can you tell us what the benefits will be for the agency? Obviously, you hope to save time and manpower with this.
Absolutely. In addition to, I think, the customer service, it would be nice not to have to type my name and address on every different application in a cross program. So there's the public one good customer service benefit. But we think we're going to also reduce our long-term IT cost from licenses, from maintaining separate different IT systems. So we think we can put those savings into more customer service and more integrity, program integrity measures so that the both the government and filers' confidence in the programs and accuracy and those sort of things, our decisions will be increased.
We're talking with Bill Carlson. He's the head of the Labor Department's Foreign Labor Certification Office. And I wonder if the fact that the economy is a little bit slower and therefore there are fewer applications this year for H-1B visas and probably foreign workers in general, does that give you a little bit of breathing room to deploy this new application, make sure it works okay?
Well, we do. That's a reasonable question. We wanted to be prepared, fully prepared, regardless of what the filing volume is, and you're right, it's been less than what it has been in previous years, but we wanted the department to be positioned, whether that was up or down, that we could handle the volume and not interrupt that process.
And Mr. Carlson, will the old system, much of which was paper-based, will migrate to the new system, or will you start new with the new applications for this system?
Well, we're already accepting new ones, and we're going to leave the old one up until May 15th so that everybody will have a sort of the heads up, if you will, and no surprises and a chance to finish any applications that they may have started, and then everything will migrate to the new system. So we'll be taking the old one down in that process, like on May 14th. So we wanted to make sure everybody had adequate notice and time, and we've done some briefings about this across the country, so we're hoping the transition's pretty smooth.